A man from Dahlonega has filed a $1 million lawsuit against the Department of Public Safety. He says he suffered severe injuries when a car knocked him off a ladder after a state trooper performed a PIT maneuver. PIT stands for Precision Immobilization Technique, and it's used to stop car chases. Many police departments restrict how and when the PIT maneuver should be used, but not the Georgia State Patrol. The PIT maneuver is used more often here than in any other state by a state agency. Freelance journalist Sean Revive looked at the Georgia State Patrol's policies for a story in The Intercept, and we spoke to him back in February. We started our conversation with an explanation of how the PIT maneuver works.
The PIT maneuver, which can be a very useful maneuver at slow speeds, involves usually two cars, the chasing car and the car that's being chased. And usually the officer in the chasing car will hit using their front bumper and hit the back bumper of the car they're chasing in order to spin it out and stop it, and so that the chase stops before it goes on too long.
But as you mentioned, this is only usually recommended only during slow speeds. What slow speeds are we talking about?
Well, most experts will recommend that you only do it at 35 miles per hour and below, or sometimes 45. It varies by state agency.
So what speed are many cops traveling? Do we have any idea when they use the PIT maneuver?
Well, here in Georgia, I've seen them used at over 100 miles per hour, but you know, it varies all the way down to 20 miles per hour.
So we have these incredible numbers for people who have been killed in police chases. I saw a Washington Post comparison where they said more people die in police chases every year than in floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and lightning combined. How are people dying, and who is it? Is it usually the person that's in the car that's being chased?
Well, when it comes to a PIT maneuver, it's almost always, at least here in Georgia, the person who's being chased, usually the perpetrator. Certainly, a PIT maneuver at a fast speed can put bystanders at risk as well if they're nearby, because the cars will swing out quite violently if it's at a high speed.
And why has the Georgia State Patrol put no restrictions on the PIT maneuver, as has been done in other states?
I'm not exactly sure why they've chosen. There's no like real empirical study saying they shouldn't, but I think that their idea is that the officer should have as much leeway to decide what is the best thing to do while on the road.
I should mention at this point, we did reach out to the Georgia Department of Public Safety. They did not have a comment regarding your story. You also reached out to them for your story as well. Did you hear back?
I did receive a written statement, but it didn't give too much detail.
Okay. So help me understand when and how the PIT maneuver is used. For example, are the people that cops are most likely to be chasing violent offenders?
Some agencies have policies where you can only do a chase, you can only conduct a chase at all if there's a felony involved, or you can only conduct a PIT maneuver if there's a felony involved. In Georgia, there's a lot more leeway. They can chase anyone who's, you know, who flees the scene, even if they've just been caught speeding.
If I ran a red light and didn't stop for the police, they could chase me and use the PIT maneuver.
If they tried to hail you down and you kept going, they might chase you, yeah.
Sean, how did you get even involved in the PIT maneuver and look into it here?
I'd actually never heard of a PIT maneuver before, but I was driving through Georgia, picked up a Franklin County newspaper, and I heard about the case of Thanquarius Calhoun, who just got sentenced to a life in prison in 2015 for fleeing the police and then being PITed. He was ejected from the car, and one of his passengers died.
I looked up some of the statistics on police chases in general, and nationwide, according to the International Association of Chiefs of Police and the National Institute of Justice, 91% of high-speed chases are initiated in response to a nonviolent crime, and that's after an analysis of 8,000 high-speed chases. I know it's difficult to get information from police departments. Did you struggle to get specific data as to why an officer instigated a police chase?
Not really. Usually you can find an incident report for each chase. But you know, who's to say whether the reason was speeding or the reason was, didn't want to let the person go.
So when you looked into the PIT maneuver, what were some of the things that you found?
When I looked into the PIT maneuver, I found that, especially here in Georgia, there's just been a whole lot of deaths. The PIT maneuver is used pretty sparingly throughout the country. About half the state agencies use it and half don't. And of the ones that do, some of them have very heavy restrictions, like speed caps. State of California has a 35-mile-per-hour speed cap, hard, so you cannot PIT at 36 miles per hour. Whereas in Georgia, where there's really no speed restriction, there were 28 deaths at the time of my article. The next day, someone died, a 32-year-old man here in Georgia.
And 28 deaths over a period of what time?
Since they started using the pit in 1998.
That's a lot of deaths.
Yep.
Were you even able to speak with an officer who, say, used a pit maneuver during the course of a chase?
I did not speak to any Georgia State Patrol officers, but I did go through training with a smaller agency here in Georgia that has a sort of a more restrictive policy and has never had an injury or death in the 5 or 6 years they've been using the pit.
You went through pit training.
I wasn't the one driving, but I was in the pitted cars and the pity cars, so I sort of felt how it feels at 30 miles per hour to be pitted.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you how that feels. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the PIT. That word you keep hearing stands for Precision Immobilization Technique. It's a technique used by all law enforcement officers. Sometimes when they're chasing a suspect, they're supposed to tap the back of the bumper at slow speed so they spin out and they can end the police chase. I'm speaking with freelance journalist Sean Revive, who looked into this for a story that he did. So you were in the car when somebody instigated a PIT. They tapped the back of a bumper. And what speed were you going?
Roughly 30 miles per hour.
And then what happened?
The car really did spin out. I did it about a dozen times, maybe as many as 15. It was on a closed roadway, but there was actually officers being trained all around me, so you could hear the screeches just like all around and the smell of burnt grass everywhere as the cars would spin out into the grass.
Is it difficult for the driver of the police car then to keep control of their vehicle?
A little bit. It's not too difficult. It requires a sort of quick return turn, like a quarter turn back to straighten the car out. But, some officers are better than others.
But there's no federal standard. There's no overarching standard for law enforcement in general that says this is when you can use a pit, this is when you can't.
No, there is actually a huge difference even among agencies within the state. Some of them have very restrictive policies. Some of them say pit whenever you think it's best.
There was no, as you mentioned and as we mentioned, there was no response really from the Georgia Department of Public Safety that we could get with a comment on how the pit is used and why. But I found a quote from a detective captain in Indiana who says, Robert Mercury says, "We don't know who may be in that vehicle. We don't know if they have somebody tied up in the back seat. It could have been Ted Bundy." And this is a common response among law enforcement officers for why a pit is used or why they chase even when it's just running a red light. And you're nodding your head. You've heard this before as well.
Yeah, I spoke to criminology professor Jeffrey Alpert, who's basically the expert on pursuits nationwide for this article. And he mentioned the body in the trunk sort of myth, and he calls it a myth. It's something that officers might use to justify chases that are more deadly than they should be.
He calls it a myth because as far as I could see, that's never happened. They've never discovered a body in a trunk.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever been a single instance of it, but I think more than that specific thing not happening, it's just something that isn't a useful way to motivate officers.
Although from what I was reading, and you're much more of an expert here than I am, but the common perception seems to be if you run from a police officer, you probably have a reason to do so. Did you find that sort of reasoning as well?
Usually there's some sort of reason, but the officers don't know what that reason is. It could be as simple as you don't want to go to jail.
So how would this policy change? Who would be involved in changing the policy for the Georgia State Police should that happen? I'm not saying it's even on the board, but should it happen?
I don't know if it's on the board, but I do think the Georgia State Patrol should look at their policy, just considering how many deaths occur here that don't occur almost anywhere else in the nation that I could find, period. So they might want to reconsider adding a hard speed cap to their policy.
And I should say more than 5,000 bystanders and passengers have been killed in police car chases nationwide since 1979. And there's also tens of thousands of injuries for both innocent bystanders and passengers as well. There have been a small number of police officers that have been killed. From what I could tell, usually the police officer in the chase is relatively safe.
Yes, but it definitely puts them at risk as well.
So what kind of response have you gotten to your story? Any from law enforcement?
I've had a bunch of law enforcement officers thank me for the article, and I've had at least one Georgia State Patrol officer offer me a beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you accept him? Or her?
I will in the future. He lives a few hours away.
Well, yeah. I'd love to hear be a fly on the wall during that conversation, especially if that that officer has instigated or been involved in a police chase. Sean Raviv is a freelance journalist. His story about Georgia State Patrol's policies regarding the pit maneuver is reported in partnership with The Nation's Investigative Fund. There's a link to his article at facebook.com/onsecondthoughtradio. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you.